Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Curwensville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.curwensvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
All right, folks, I'd like you to turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 9. We're looking at verses 19 through 29, and we're going to talk about a question today that Paul raises. It comes out of his discussion. Remember, we're in that fourth section now of Romans, and it's kind of like a sidebar. Paul wants us to get a bigger picture of what's going on, and so last week, as we looked at it, he was telling us about the reality that God is sovereign. He is the one who is in control, and he shows mercy to whom he will show mercy, and he hardens the hearts of those whom he hardens. Now, as you consider God's sovereignty and the fact that he's in control and nothing happens without him, that's going to raise some questions. And in fact, that's what I've entitled the lesson today is, who's responsible? Because that really is the question that comes out of it. I mean, if God's in control, he hardens people's hearts and they end up going to hell, and he shows mercy to those whom he shows mercy, and they experience eternal life, then who's responsible? Why are people responsible if things are determined? If God has determined everything, why should we even bother? You wrestle with that sometimes when you wrestle with the reality of God's sovereignty and God's